shalt open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. O Lord, thou shalt open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. O Lord, thou shalt open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. Last Master,
blessed is the kingdom of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and unto the ages of ages.
In peace let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and the salvation of our souls, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, God of the state of the holy churches of God, and the union of all men, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for those who with faith, reverence, and the fear of God enter therein, let us pray to the Lord. Our Father and Metropolitan Joseph, our Bishop Anthony, the Honorable Presbytery, the Diaconate in Christ, all the clergy and the people, let us pray to the Lord. For Metropolitan Bulos and Archbishop Johanna, and for their quick release from captivity and safe return, let us pray to the Lord. For our president, civil authorities, and armed forces, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this city and every city and countryside, and the faithful who dwell therein, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For healthful seasons, abundance of the fruits of the earth, and peaceful times, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For travelers by sea, by land, and by air, the sick, the suffering, the captive, and for their salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our deliverance from all tribulation, wrath, danger, and necessity, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace.
Lord, have mercy.
Calling to remembrance our all holy, immaculate, most blessed and glorious Lady, the birth giver of God and ever Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our Lord.
Holy Lord,
for unto thee are due all glory and our worship, to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever and unto the ages of ages.
Thank you.
Aiden wa aiden bi salami nila rabi na. Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace. All whose remembrance are all holy, immaculate, most blessed, glorious Lady, the Theotokos, and ever Virgin Mary, with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and each other, and all our life unto Christ our God.
For thine is the majesty, and thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and unto the ages of ages.
Thank you. Thank you.
mystery.
But when he who had set me apart before I was born and had called me through his grace was pleased to reveal his son to me in order that I might preach him among the Gentiles, I did not confer with flesh and blood, nor did I go up to Jerusalem to those who were apostles before me. But I went away into Arabia, and again I returned to Damascus. Then after 3 years I went up to Jerusalem to visit Cephas, and remained with him 15 days, but I saw none of the other apostles except James, the Lord's brother.
Peace be upon you, who is of the epistle.
And
to your
spirit. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Lord,
you will not annul it.
Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Wisdom attend, let us hear the Holy Gospel.
Peace be unto
all. And to thy spirit.
Our reading is from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew.
Glory to thee, O Lord. Glory to thee.
Let us attend.
When the wise men had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, Rise, take the child and his mother, and flee to Egypt, and remain there till I tell you. For Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him. And he rose and took the child and his mother by night, and departed to Egypt, and remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet, Out of Egypt have I called my son. Then Herod, when he saw that he had been tricked by the wise men, was in a furious rage, and he sent and killed all the male children in Bethlehem and in all that region who were 2 years old or under, according to the time when he had ascertained from the wise men. Then was fulfilled what was spoken by the prophet Jeremiah. A voice was heard in Ramah, wailing and loud lamentation, Rachel weeping for her children. She refused to be consoled because they were no more. But when Herod died, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, Rise, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who sought the child's life are dead. And he rose and took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus reigned over Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. Being warned in a dream, he withdrew to the district of Galilee, and he went and dwelt in a city called Nazareth, that what was spoken by the prophets might be fulfilled. He shall be called a Nazarene.
Peace be upon you, most beloved.
Glory to thee.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's a pleasure to be here with all of you today. I think this is the third time now I've served here with you all. It's always a blessing to see Father Michael and everybody here. It's a blessing for me to be able to help your church in any way I can. This is a holy place, and I commend you all for everything that you have done to build this place up, to make it a beautiful place of worship. I'll keep the sermon rather short today. I know that in these holy days and having all of the various liturgies in between Nativity and Theophany and all the Sundays in between, everybody can get a little bit wary of church, but still, these are holy days and we should be spending them in church. In today's gospel reading, there is a lot there. And
As I was reading and studying to see what to preach about today, I couldn't really put my finger on any one thing that I really thought was the most important for my own limited understanding. So I'll go over just a few highlights so that we can kind of digest the meaning of this gospel reading. This, of course, everything that takes place happens right after the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and having just been the Nativity. And we find our Lord in an impoverished condition. The Lord and Creator of all came to this earth and could have been born into any palace, but instead chose to take on our human nature by being born to a poor family. And we see that he comes into the world as a fugitive. We see the tyrant, who has heard from the wise men that the king of Israel is born, sought to kill him. So from the very time our Lord came into the world until the very time he was crucified, he was always being chased by the devil and Satan trying to destroy him in order to thwart his life-creating mission for our salvation. It was said by one famous modern theologian that our Orthodox theology is really based on two major points. One, that the Word of God became flesh. And two, that there is no repentance after death. So, what does this mean for us? Well, it means that in the Incarnation, so that everybody understands this, the essence of God in the person of the Word of God assumed human flesh by nature. It wasn't in some way that God just blessed a certain man to become holy and called him the Son of God, as the Jehovah's Witnesses say, or of other heretics. Because we were created in the image of God, that very same image by nature assumed our human flesh, our human nature. Through the crucifixion, it destroyed the power of death, which I believe I've preached here before. So, what it means for us is that God, in his holy dwelling place, has our human nature, and as a result, our humanity, as individuals, are able to become holy and able to inherit the kingdom of heaven. So, as such, when we decide to live a Christian life, if we want to become holy, we must repent while we are still alive of the sins we have committed, of the sins we may commit, and guard our holiness so that we can inherit the kingdom of God. Jesus Christ has done this and accomplished this at great cost for us. This is the true meaning of the Nativity. I'm not harping against Christmas. It's a beautiful holiday, and it is full of joy, and we should have joy. Everything that we do in Christmas, everything we see, truly is a testament that the Word of God assumed flesh and came to us to save us. So let us always remember this. Finally, many may say, how could our Lord let so many children be massacred? This is not something that is often brought up in the holiday season, that this accompanied through Herod's wrath, there was a massacre of children. And if anybody is struggling with that, the answers that the fathers say about this fact is that if any of us suffer, not because of our own sin, righteously, we earn a crown in heaven. All of those children received a crown in heaven and are with our Lord instantly without doing anything for suffering unjustly. In our lives, when we suffer, the fathers tell us we are either extirpating sins that we have committed in our life in order to purify our souls so that we can become holy, or we are suffering unjustly and gaining for ourselves through not humbling, through not playing the victim card, but
taking what happens to us in faith of God that He is going to take care of us, we are assuming a crown in heaven for ourselves. So we must remember this always. Our suffering that we do in faith of God is bringing us some benefit, either the purification of our sins and our souls, or counted to our righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. I pray that we all have a blessed holiday season, that we can remember these things and further our journey towards the kingdom of heaven. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father, blessing me. Some announcements this morning. Father Yo obviously is not here. After serving the wedding last night for Gabriel DeCos, he left this morning for Louisville, where he's also going to be at a wedding. Pray for him. He's traveling probably as we speak in this rainy day because there's no snow. Some things coming up in the next week, month, and 2 months. First of all, I'll do them in order. So on Tuesday night, is Colin here this morning? No. So I believe there are some flyers out here in the narthex, for the New Year's Eve party that is being put on, and you can see him for tickets. Anyone else that you see? No. Okay. Colin El Corey, so if you would see him. Next Sunday afternoon is our women are having their holiday luncheon. And you have tickets if anybody would like to purchase.
Just pretend we have the news.
Okay. So see Manal or Hyam. I'm sorry. Who are you designated?
Hyam
and Ofa. That's right. So if you would see both of you stand up. Can you stand up? I'm sitting for a while. Stand up. Okay. You all have this in your bulletin this morning. You see this? Pretty blue. Blue is for the mother of God, right? Oh, nice. Because guess who's coming to Flint on January 23rd? The mothers of the Holy Permission of the Mother of God Monastery. They will not be at St. George Parish this year. Because we hosted them last year, we will all be together, all four of our parishes, at Assumption Church this year. They will be hosting a meal, and of course all of our parishes participate in other ways. I have a table set up in the hall with a basket, and it says you can make your donations here. So you don't have to wait for somebody to come and sit there, or for Sally and the Nal to come and say, are you coming? Are you coming? And ask for your donation for the mothers. Come, even if you don't make a donation, but I need to know. So you can sign up right here at the table, and if you want to make a donation, you can put it in the basket, and just make sure your name is on it, and so forth. On February 7th here at St. George, we're having our major fundraiser, which is the Valentine Gala. That's on February 7th. So that's pretty soon before the beginning of Great Lent. So come and enjoy that as one of your final celebrations before we enter into the fast. Jeanette Nassif, is she here this morning?
Right here.
Oh, I inquired, yes. Okay, so she has tickets. Do you have tickets?
I didn't bring them today, but I would be happy to sell them.
She would be happy to take your name. So see Jeanette for that. And then lastly, I would ask you to keep in prayer our brother in Christ, Father Matthew Guthrie, the rector of St. Nicholas Church across town. His father and mother had not been well for some time. On Friday, 2 days after Christmas, his father fell asleep while Father Matthew was on his way, so unfortunately. And I just got a text from him literally a half an hour ago that said his mother fell asleep. We were expecting her to go pretty soon as well. But keep them in your prayers, Nicholas and Margaret. and Father Matthew and Sam. That's all the announcements I have. Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace, wisdom.
Be guarded always by thy might, and us right glory unto thee, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and unto the ages of ages.
Thank you.
Theophilus, a servant for our community, the sick and the suffering, the poor, the afflicted, the homeless. May the Lord God remember them in his kingdom, always, now and ever, and unto the ages of ages.
Amen.
For those who have offered for this oblation, and those whom for it is offered, especially the servants of God,
Metropolitan Philip, Metropolitan Paul and Archbishop John were in captivity, Bishop Alexander, Sahar, Hosam, Asma, Georgia, Nadiba, Emil, Levi, Vera, Alex, Paniotos, Vera, Miriam, Phyllis, Fauna, Daisy, Iman, Tony, Noel, Nimmer, Sally, Nutley, Nicola, George, Adam, Ida, Eva, Nicholas, Elaine, Michael, William, Lois, Peter, Joanne, Shafika, Patricia, Fran, Karen, Albert, our expectant parents, Renee, and Rakan, and Dina, and Leith, those who are celebrating their birthdays, Cameron, Romanos, Matthew, Mary, Safra, Angela, Abraham, Abir, Luai, Amira, Anthony, Denise, Joseph, Diane, Yakub, Susan, Genevieve, Rosalina, Mary, who was brought into the Orthodox faith through the holy sacraments of baptism and chrismation, and will receive her first communion on this day. David and Gabriella, reunited in the sacrament of holy matrimony, our first responders and those suffering throughout the world, especially in the Middle East and the city of Flint, the supporters and benefactors of our parish, and the members of our parish council, ladies auxiliary, team soil, altar servers, altar society, chanters, choir, church school, ushers, Orthodox Christian fellowship, and preschool ministry.
Amen.
For the servants of God who have departed this life before us in the hope of resurrection and life everlasting, especially
the newly departed servants of God, Marci, Nafi, Anthony, Nicholas, and Margaret, may the Lord God remember his heavenly kingdom now and ever and to the ages of ages.
For you
and all Orthodox Christians, may the Lord God remember you in his heavenly kingdom, always, now and ever, and up to the ages of ages.
All things good and profitable. In peace and repentance, let us ask of the Lord. A Christian ending to our life, painless, blameless, peaceful, and in the defense before the fearful judgment seat of Christ, let us ask of the Lord. Calling to remembrance our holy, immaculate, most blessed and glorious Lady, the Theotokos and ever Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our Lord.
Let us lift up our hearts.
my body which is broken for you for the remission of sins. Drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you and for many for the remission of sins.
Spread forth and sanctified. Let us pray to the Lord.
heavenly and ideal altar as a savor of spiritual sweetness, will send down upon us his, in return, his divine grace and the gift of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray to the Lord. Asking for the unity of the faith and the communion of the Holy Spirit, let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our God.
Together with thy all holy good, like great spirit, both now and ever and in the age.
with fear of God in faith and love drawn
Thank you.
glorified, for thou art our God beside thee, thee known, thou loved, we call upon thy name. O come, all ye faithful, let us adore Christ, holy resurrection, the glory of the cross, and join him into all the world. Ever blessing the Lord, let us sing his resurrection, for by enduring the cross of our Saviour, he has destroyed death by death. Shine in Jerusalem, the glory of the Lord is among us, and exalt and declare our sign. And now, O pure, thou shalt be radiant in the resurrection of thy Son. How divine, how pure, how sweet are the words of Christ, that thou hast promised to live us to the end of the age. Having missed the end of our hope, in the faith will rejoice. O Christ, most blessed and glorious apostle, wisdom, word, and power of heaven, grant that we partake of the perfectness of the day of thy kingdom.
O God, save thy people and bless thy inheritance.
Thank you.
grace and love for mankind, always, now and ever, and unto the ages of ages.
Amen.
Glory to thee, O Christ, our God, our hope, our hope. Glory to thee.
For he is good and loveth mankind.